And a good afternoon to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for non-conference basketball. This is the Defender Thanksgiving Classic. The Dort College Defenders taking on William Penn in women's college basketball this afternoon. Dort College comes into the contest with a 4-5 record, while William Penn is 5-2 this year. The Dort College Defenders coming off a win over the College of St. Mary Flames from earlier this week. They were victorious on Tuesday evening. While William Penn comes into today's contest with a 5-2 overall mark. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5. The Dort College Defenders hosting this classic. It'll be a four-game classic for the women. It'll be a four-game classic for the men as well. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Our national anthem on the way here shortly. We'll get to the starting lineups for both of these teams as well. Not a bad crowd on hand for an odd Friday afternoon contest, and we will get to our national anthem right now. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. In You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we will be back with the opening tip of today's basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Always a few things to take care of as a classic like this begins, and making sure that our live stats are up and running as well. And trying to get all of that linked to the right spots on our website as well. So we'll get that taken care of as the morning or the afternoon goes along. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College Defenders. Coming up with it, they get it underneath to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff misses the shot. Rebound cleared by William Penn. Here comes William Penn with a basketball. William Penn quickly up the floor, down to the baseline. Nothing there. William Penn with the basketball. This is Sarah Hansen. Hansen gives it up right side. The Statesman out of Oskaloosa, Iowa. Dort College missed on their first possession of the contest. Had a golden opportunity, but were unable to knock the shot down. Under 10 seconds to shoot now. Rhinesmith holds her ground. Missed shot by Sham Troop. And the Dort College Defenders control the basketball. Dort College with the ball. Bring it up. Go right side over to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith with the basketball. Rhinesmith kicks it into the corner. They come back over to Evavold. Evavold in traffic. And we've got a hold on William Penn and the Dort College Defenders. That foul came on the shot, I should say on the floor. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. William Penn's head coach not happy with that call at all. 1 minute into the contest for William Penn, that's Steve Williamson up off the bench trying to convince the official otherwise. Pass goes over the top. Two-point basket is up and down for Rachel Evebold, and the North College defenders have a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. North College takes the lid off of the basket first here this afternoon. William Penn basketball. They pass right side, flying in with the right-handed shot is Troop. Troop averaging 6.3 points per contest. She's a 5'9 junior from St. Louis, Missouri. Pass goes inside to Evebold, and Evebold is hacked on the play. Foul's going to go on William Penn and Sarah Hansen, I believe. Hansen whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 2 on William Penn. The first foul was on Vashti Wagbaracha. Pass comes over the top. Tetzlaff gives it off left side over to Harmson. Harmson to Evebold. Evebold reverses. Rinesmith. Rinesmith three ball. Rattles it. No good. Feenstra had her hands on it. Unable to reel it in, though. And here comes William Penn. William Penn basketball. Pass goes right side. And we have a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Rachel Evebold. Rachel Evebold whistled for her first personal foul. And the North College defenders will now defend as William Penn inbounds right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tied up 2-2 our score. Jenna Santee with the basketball. Sorry that I wasn't able to get the starting lineups to you before the contest began. Ran into a couple of things that needed immediate attention, and I think those have been taken care of. William Penn with the basketball. They feed it underneath. And rebound on the weak side taken away by Evebold. Evebold with the basketball over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Evebold. Evebold goes right in her two. Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra comes back over to Harmson. Harmson, Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the corner. Tetzlaff, three. Good. Bailey Tetzlaff with a three-point basket, and the North College defenders lead it 5-2. 5-2 our score. So North College on the defensive end now with a 5-2 advantage. 7:14 remaining, first quarter. Jenna Santee with the basketball. She gives it up to Sam Troop. Sham Troop. They drive with the right hand. Yatello. And that foul is going to go on North College and Peyton Harmson. Harmson a little too aggressive with the hands. Foul called against Harmson. That's foul number 1 on her. Evebold checks out. Bausma will go check in. And this is where North College goes smaller with their lineup. They ask Bausma to use some of that feistiness she has learned in soccer to play in the post defensively. Inbounds play, left side of the lane. Basket is good. Fouls called on Erica Feenstra. Three-point play opportunity coming here for William Penn. And number 23, Sarah Hansen. Hansen is a 5'5 senior from Kewaunee, Illinois, averaging 12.7 points per contest. She misses the free throw, and the North College lead is 5-4. 5-4 our score. Harmson over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. She passes right corner, gives it up, comes back over to Harmson. Harmson out front to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff with the basketball, and North College throws it away. Rinesmith was cutting into the lane. The pass intended for her ended up out on the wing as they crossed signals. And the North College defenders will play defense as William Penn brings it up. Jenna Santee with the basketball. Santee guarded there by Feenstra. Pass goes left side over to Yatello. Yatello, 8.4 points per contest. And pass the right side over to Hansen. Hansen, one of two starters in double figures for this William Penn team. Jumper from the top of the cup, no good. Rebound cleared by North College. Coming away with it is Bausma. Bausma gets it ahead. Left side pass. Harmson. Harmson drives down to the baseline. Pull up jumper in between. Unable to knock it down. And now foul called. A reach-in foul called on Peyton. Peyton's going to be called for the foul on the rebound. That's number 2 on Peyton Harmson. And North College will check Ebby Pruitt into the contest along with Sienna Stamness. 6:07 remaining, first quarter of play. The first of 8 games being played in this 2-day extravaganza. Women's and men's basketball. William Penn basketball. Yatello. Yatello with the basketball. She gives it up over to Hansen. Hansen goes right side to Santee. Santee swing pass over the top to Troop. And we've got a foul called underneath the basket against Bausma. Kenzie Bausma whistled for the personal foul, and Dort College is in foul trouble already. They have William Penn will go to the free throw line in the form of Vashti Wagbaracha. She'll shoot two free throws, and it's going to be bonus time for William Penn from here out. 5:49 remaining in the first quarter. Remember, we reset the fouls at the end of the quarter breaks, but it's five fouls and then double bonus time, and William Penn will see if they're able to take advantage of that here this afternoon. 5-5 our score. Another free throw on the way for Wagbaracha. She's one of the two players averaging double figures. She's averaging 15 points per game. She chases down her own missed shot in the corner, and William Penn has the basketball. William Penn playing against this man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. William Penn, left side pass goes over to Troop. Troop feeds it underneath. Well, the ball is loose in the lane. Kick out pass, three on the way. Missed it, no good. There for the offensive rebound, and the putback, though, is William Penn's Sham Troop. Sham Troop makes it 7-5. William Penn in front by a couple. Right side pass, Stamness. Stamness gives it into the corner. Feenstra out front, three off the front iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Troop. Troop passes it ahead to Santee. Santee over the basketball, back to Troop. Troop lost it on the way up, and Ryan Smith is going to be called for the personal foul. And for Annie, that's number one. Team foul number seven already on the defenders in this quarter. We stop at five, though, because Dort College already sending William Penn to the free throw line for double bonus time. This will be the fourth and fifth free throw shot by William Penn here in the first quarter. First free throw off the mark, no good. Troop misses the first one. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Troop. The other starter for William Penn, a 5'6 junior from Oak Creek, Wisconsin, that's Jenna Santee. Troop will check out of the game, and we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. William Penn takes an 8-5 lead. Dort College is forced to call the timeout. Troop, by the way, a 33% free throw shooter. And Dort College uses a 30-second timeout. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. And the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Dort College with an 8-5 deficit to make up right now. Faith Anderson inbounds the basketball, gets it in to Ryan Smith, who feeds it up to Stamness. Stamness harassed out there, gets it back over to Bausma. Bausma is fouled on the play by Wagbaracha, and Wagbaracha has picked up her second personal foul. It's team foul number three on William Penn in this quarter. Starters for Dort College. To begin the game, you had Feenstra, a 6-foot freshman from Hall, averaging 10.7 points per game. She's out of the game right now. Bailey Tetzlaff also started the game. She's from Brookings. She is out of the contest right now, averaging 5.8 points per game. Anderson with it on the left wing. Comes back out front. On the right side, Stamness. Stamness, ball fake, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It's William Penn basketball. Peyton Harmson's on the bench with two personals. She's a 5'8 sophomore from Rock Rapids, averaging 7.7 points per game. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 sophomore from Shakopee, averaging 14 points per game. She wears number 25. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. 4:41 remaining in the first quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr885.com. 4:41 remaining in the first period. And it appears that we have a technical foul assessed to William Penn as Gian Geraldo, number 24, never made it into the official scorebook. will pick up play in just a moment after Annie Rinesmith shoots another free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Annie Rinesmith makes both free throws. That technical foul officially assessed to the bench, I believe. Now it should be a jump ball, and it should be William Penn basketball, I believe. Should be William Penn. So it'll be William Penn basketball after the two made free throws by Annie Rinesmith. .441 remaining in the first quarter. I think we have everything sorted out. Dort College will be playing defense. Pass goes over the top, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be William Penn basketball. And I would imagine officials don't enjoy assessing those. Those are the kind that can be a sticky wicket. Fortunately, there was not much question as to who put the names in the book. And protocol is that the assistant coach from one team initials the book before it begins to make certain that they have looked at it and checked the numbers. William Penn basketball, Statesman, pass right side, Dort College deflected a couple passes away. Shot is blocked by Anderson, and Anderson gets called for a swat. Faith Anderson whistled for her first personal foul. And free throws on the way for William Penn and Sarah Hansen. Hansen 0 for 1 so far from the free throw line. 4:20 remaining in the first quarter. Start and stop flow so far. Hansen's first free throw is good. She's got another one on the way. Checking into the contest will be Shamaya Oliver. Checking out of the game is Yutalo. Second free throw is up, and that one hangs on the rim and drops through for Hansen. Hansen with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 10-7. 10-7 our score. Up the floor with the basketball, pass underneath Evie Pruitt. Pruitt shot too strong, no good. Anticipated contact, didn't get any, and here comes Santee. Santee with the basketball over to Hansen. Hansen at the free throw line. Hansen stops, pulls out, gives it back over to Geraldo. Geraldo with the basketball. Geraldo to Oliver. Oliver's shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Here comes Dort College, Pruitt. Pruitt, pass right side. With it is Bausma, reverses Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Anderson. Anderson, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out. Stamnitz had it for a moment. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It's last touch by William Penn. It will be Dort College basketball. 10-7 our score. Checking into the contest will be Evavold. Rinesmith checks out. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. First quarter, that seems to be taking forever to play. Evavold on the right wing. This is Pruitt. Pruitt into the corner. Left side it goes to Stamnitz. Stamnitz looking underneath for Evavold. Evavold goes up for it, and she was not allowed to come down with a basketball. Foul's going to go on Sarah Hansen. That's number two on her. Hansen slid in under. Very clearly slid in under the way it looked to me. And two free throws on the way for Evavold. Rachel Evavold, two free throws on the way. It's up and good. Another one on the way for Rachel. Another free throw on the way for Evavold. Another free throw on the way for Evavold, an 85% free throw shooter, trying to make it a one-point game, and she does. Dort College trails 10-9. 10-9 our score. William Penn with the basketball. And the Statesman, Santee with it. Santee passes off to Geraldo. Geraldo, left side with it, Yutalo. Yutalo, right corner. William Penn working it around, 9 to shoot now. 8. York College, this zone defense affecting William Penn. 3 on the way from the left wing, missed everything. There for the rebound and the putback, shot no good, and the ball never hits the rim. Shot clock violation. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball. They pass it, give and go, right elbow, shot no good by Bausman. She gave it to Evebold, but Bausman will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Well, if this is any indication, we're going to have a boatload of free throw shot in this contest. We still have 2:47 remaining in this quarter. This will be the sixth free throw shot by the defenders. By comparison, William Penn has shot 7 already. In some contests we've seen where you don't hit 13 free throws until late in the game. Another free throw on the way for Bausma. This one's up, and that one rattles, no good, and we're tied at 10-10. 10-10 our score, 2:43 remaining. First quarter of play, steal by Bausma on the back end of the press. Here comes Dort College. Up with it is Pruitt. Pruitt underneath for Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff in traffic, shot no good. Fight for the rebound, taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will have the basketball back. 10-10 our score, 2:26 remaining in this first period. Dort College throwing the basketball in. This is Abby Pruitt. Pruitt passes it off to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff out front, Feenstra. Feenstra right side. With it still is Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff intended for Feenstra. Feenstra tries to save it in off of a William Penn player. Unable to do so. Coach Kyle Lindberg calling for timeout at the same time. Wasn't granted the timeout. With it, the drive, and we've got a hip check called on Dort College and number 11, Bailey Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on Tetzlaff, and more free throws on the way for William Penn. I believe this is Oliver shooting the free throws. Can't tell if it's number 10 or number 20 with that long braided hair. And that is number 10, so that is Oliver. Misses the first free throw. She's got another one on the way. Anderson checks into the contest. Bausma will check out. Pruitt also checks out of the contest. On the floor for the defenders right now, the original starting five minus Harmson, who's on the bench with two personals, plus Anderson. First free throw was no good. Second free throw by Oliver was good. And Stamness will check into the contest. Tetzlaff will check out. Dort College trails 11-10. 11-10 our score. 2 minutes remaining. First quarter. William Penn basketball on defense, I should say. On the right side of the basketball, Stamness. Stamness to Feenstra. Feenstra loses it. Picks it up in traffic. Off of the rim. Good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point basket. Dort College takes the lead at 12-11. 12-11 our score. Morgan Neely in between the circles. Passes over to Troop. Troop feeds it underneath. Fight for the basketball. Held by William Penn. Penn basketball. They pass right side. This is Neely. Neely. Neely gives it up to Oliver. Oliver down to the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Coming away with the basketball is Feenstra. Pass by Ryan Smith up the floor. Taken away by William Penn. William Penn with it. They feed it back outside to Oliver. Oliver in between the circles. Oliver takes the ball up the floor. Oliver picks up her dribble. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Pass outside to Neely. Neely 3 too strong, no good. Rebound taken down, though, by the free throw line. Shot missed, and the rebound controlled by Dort College. That was a missed shot by a player. Rochelle Parks. Rochelle Parks, I thought it was 45, but that's 42. Dort College basketball, right side, Anderson. Anderson to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith into the corner, Stamness. Three ball, no good. Rebound controlled by William Penn racing up the floor with it is Parks. Parks to Troop. Troop back outside to Neely. Neely with the basketball. Neely on the left side, 10 to shoot. Now 8. Neely, right side, into the corner. 3, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Stamness. And it will be William Penn basketball. And they're going to say it is Dort College basketball, so a player from William Penn must have touched it after Stamness did. Pass comes into Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith at midcourt. Let's fly. It's off the tap of the backboard. No good. That's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Dort College 12, William Penn 11. Back with more after this. Not an aesthetically pleasing quarter of basketball. Lots of turnovers. Not much good flow to this one. Hopefully we have that behind us. A lot of free throws. And all that just leading to a lot of starts and stops, and neither team with control of it. Our score, Dort College. With a basketball on the defense now. And stepping on the sideline out of bounds was William Penn's Yatalo. And the Dort College defenders get the basketball back. Right side pass, it goes to Stamness. Stamness with it on the wing. Stamness uses upper dribble. Passes back over to Ryan Smith. Zone defense applied here by William Penn. Tried to feed it underneath, intended for Evavold. It's taken back by William Penn. William Penn basketball, Hansen. Hansen goes right side to Troop. Troop with a left hand from the right side. Good. Two-point basket. She's got 7. And the Dort College defenders trail 13-12. 13-12, our score. Anderson goes to Stamness. Stamness, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith to Anderson. Anderson tries to throw it into the corner, and it's taken away by William Penn. William Penn, shot blocked. Sham Troop gets blocked by Anderson on the play. And the Dort College defenders will have the basket. We'll be playing defense as William Penn inbounds right side of the lane as we face the hoop. William Penn throwing it in. This is Santee. And what do we have? We've got a foul called away from the ball. Going to have a hold called on Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith called for her second personal foul, first of the second quarter. And with 9:02 remaining in the half, Dort College trails 13-12. 13-12, our score. Pass goes in, and Evavold's going to be called for a shooting foul. Going to the free throw line will be William Penn's Tyra Johnson. So Tyra Johnson to shoot a pair. First free throw, plants it on the back of the iron, and it falls through. Another one on the way. Falls under the classification. Sometimes you just got to get it close. Another free throw on the way for Johnson. So second free throw is up and good. So Johnson makes both free throws, and the defenders trail now 15-12. 15-12, our score. Bringing the basketball up will be Abby Pruitt. Pruitt with it. Pruitt on the right side. Gets it back over to Anderson. Anderson to Harmson. Harmson's been out for a while with two personal fouls, and we've got a push called on William Penn. Shemaya Oliver whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on her. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Harmson will throw it in. Harmson looking, gets it into Feenster. Feenster doesn't catch it cleanly. William Penn comes away with the basketball. Santee, pass into the front court, underneath the basket, easy layup for Troop. Troop with 9 first half points, and the defenders trail 17-12. This William Penn team does not score a ton of points. They're averaging right at 60 points per contest. Right side with it. This is Harmson. Harmson on the wing, picks up her dribble, gives it to Anderson. Anderson intended for Bausma, and it's tipped away by William Penn, and Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on
KCR. The first two letters in our...
8:17 remaining in the half. Talk about the fact that William Penn doesn't score a lot of points. They also don't surrender a lot. 55 points per game is their defensive average. Pass comes into Bausma. Bausma puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Now we've got a loose basketball. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by William Penn. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Pruitt. Pruitt, the sophomore from Urbandale, finds Anderson. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Nope, they're going to say last touch this time by William Penn. It'll still be Dort College basketball. 7 seconds to shoot for the defenders. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Pruitt to toss it in. Obviously enough time to get a couple of passes. Pass Boak back over to Bausma. Bausma splits the defense, lays it up, hits her backside, and knocks it down. Bausma went in. Lowered the head, throws it off of the glass, and gets the shot to go. It's 17-14, Dort College. Down by three, steal by Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson drives in, sidesteps a player, lays it up with the right hand, good. Anderson with a two-point basket, so Faith Anderson with a steal and the lay-in. Like to see Anderson after she has a little bit of time and able to shed that knee brace at some point after the ACL surgery she had late in the spring. 7:25 remaining. William Penn comes back the other way. Two-point basket by Yatalo. Makes it 19-16. Dort College down a triple. Anderson with the basketball back over to Harmson. Sets, fires three. Good. Three-point basket by Peyton Harmson. The second three of the game for Dort College. Tetzlaff has the other. Dort College has tied it up with 7:04 remaining in the half. Ball deflected out. Last touch by Anderson. It will be Dort College. Will be Dort College defending. Anderson looking a little winded right now. Her conditioning not where you would like it to be, obviously, because of the recovery from that knee injury. Pass comes in, and Tetzlaff got pinned on the play, and she's going to get called for the personal foul in the process. Tyra Johnson will go to the free throw line to shoot two more free throws. We're deadlocked at 19, 6:58 remaining here in the first half. Free throw on the way for William Penn. This one's off the mark, no good, and another one on the way. Tyra Johnson. That was foul number two on Tetzlaff, by the way. Team foul number three on the defenders in this quarter. On the floor for the defenders now, it's Feenstra, Stamness, Pruitt, Anderson, and Harmson. Free throw is up and good, so Johnson makes one of two. And the defenders trail 20-19. With the basketball, Pruitt. Pruitt over to Anderson. Anderson into the corner. This is Harmson. Harmson comes back out front. They feed it left side. Into the corner, Anderson. Anderson thought about pulling the trigger from the left corner. Decides against it. Stamness, three. Good. Stamness with the triple, and the Dort College defenders trying to shoot William Penn out of the zone. Timeout on the floor, charge to William Penn. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 22-20 our score. Dort College leading by two. After the three-point basket by Stamness, Dort College knocking down a couple triples. Might draw William Penn out of that zone defense that's been giving Dort College some problems. William Penn basketball, right side pass, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by William Penn. Too strong with the offensive rebound putback. That was Johnson. Johnson had it and threw it off of the glass. Now a tie-up on the jump ball on the ensuing rebound. A tie-up, and the Dort College defenders get the basketball. Possession arrow, Dort College basketball, they inbound. Next held ball will be William Penn's basketball. Now we've got a foul called away from the ball. I believe that's going to go on Tyra Johnson. Tyra Johnson whistled for the personal. That's foul number two on her. So Dort College with the lead on the basketball, an opportunity to build on the two-point advantage. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Also by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Dort College throws the inbounds pass away. William Penn has the basketball. Statesman, they pass to the high post. With the ball is Parks. Left side, 15 to shoot. Driving baseline and stepping on the end line out of bounds. It is William Penn's Yatalo. Dort College with a two-point advantage. Anderson will check out of the ball game. And Dort College has the ball. Dort College basketball, Pruitt. Pruitt on the right side. Picks up her dribble, passes over to Stamness. Stamness gives it up. Harmson. Harmson goes right side. Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball on the elbow. Back over to Harmson. Harmson to Feenstra. Feenstra splits the defense. Shot is no good, but she is fouled on the play, and Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line where she will shoot two free throws. Ryan Smith will check into the ballgame for Dort College at the next break. Geraldo whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. First free throw by Feenstra is good. She's got another one on the way. Dort College extends the lead to 23-20, pending another free throw. Checking out of the contest is Pruitt. Checking into the game for Dort College, Ryan Smith. 5:26 remaining. Second free throw is up and good. And Erica Feenstra will knock down the second free throw. Defenders lead 24-20. Dort College right now in a 5-0 run. Driving in is Yatalo. Yatalo with a basket. Yatalo with the runner makes it a 24-22 contest with 5:09 remaining. Pass goes over to Feenstra. Feenstra gathers it. Passes right side Bausma. Bausma fires up the baseline shot. Missed it, too short. Rebound taken away by William Penn. Coming up for the basketball is Santee. Santee with it. She passes right side over to Oliver. Oliver feeds it underneath. And coming away with the basketball is Ryan Smith on the steal. Ryan Smith with the basketball on the right side. Ryan Smith in traffic. And she is fouled on the play. Foul is going to go on Yulitalo. And Ryan Smith will shoot two free throws. That's foul number one on Yulitalo. And that's foul number four on William Penn. First free throw on the way is up and good. Another one on the way for Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith this season, 26 for 32 from the free throw line. And another free throw on the way. Second free throw by Ryan Smith is up and down, so Annie Ryan Smith makes them both. And the defender lead is 26-22. 4:35 and counting. First half of basketball. William Penn against the Dort College zone defense. Right side jumper missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by William Penn. Reversal left wing. Oliver. Oliver three. Good. A three-point basket for Oliver. Shamaya Oliver with the triple. She's got four. And the defender lead is 26-25. That's 4 points for the game for Oliver. With a basketball. Right side pass. Feenstra picks up her dribble. She passes right side. Comes back out to Stamness. Stamness, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith trying to split the defense. Can't get there. Back over to Stamness. Stamness in traffic. Shot no good off the bottom of the backboard. Rebound taken away by William Penn. William Penn driving in with the right hand. Yulitalo. Yulitalo. They look down low. Can't find anyone. Now go back on the perimeter to Troop. Troop with the ball. Troop right side. They go high post. That's Alfreda Roberts. Shot no good, and a fight for the rebound, and a foul called on the play against Yolitalo. Yolitalo whistled for her second personal foul. That's team foul number 5 on William Penn. Dort College will shoot free throws. Annie Rinesmith will shoot more free throws. Well, given your choice of players you want at the free throw line, if you're Dort College, you want it to be Feenster, Rinesmith, or Evavold. All of them shooting 80% and better. Rinesmith already 4 for 4 this afternoon. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. How often does that happen? I brag somebody up and they make a liar out of me. Another free throw on the way for Rinesmith. So Rinesmith, another free throw, and that one's up and through. Annie now 5 for 6. Harmson checks out of the basketball game. On the floor for the defenders, it's Evavold, Bausma, Stamnis, Rinesmith, and Feenstra. Pass goes to Yolitalo. Yolitalo pinned in the corner. Yolitalo tries to throw it off of a Dort College player. Now it's loose, picked up by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Annie into the front court. Rinesmith picks up the dribble, and Rinesmith is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Oliver. That's number 2 on her. This game already approaching 40 minutes old. We've got 3 minutes and 16 seconds left to go in this half. A lot of free throws shot by both teams so far in this contest. First free throw on the way for Rinesmith is up and through. Rinesmith with 8 points, all of them, 6 points, all of them from the free throw line. She'll shoot her 8th free throw now. Dort College leading 28-25. Second free throw on the way is up, and that one's good for Rinesmith. So Rinesmith makes them both. Rinesmith checks out. Pruitt checks in. Dort College leads 29-25. Since it was 19-16, Dort College has outscored William Penn 13-6. Left side pass from the basketball is Troop. Troop passes to Yolitalo. Yolitalo gives it off to Oliver. Oliver down to the baseline. Ball stripped away by Balsmitz. Down on the floor. 3 players down on the floor after it. Pruitt comes up with it off the pass from Stamnis. Pruitt in traffic with a right hand from the left side. Good. Abby Pruitt gives Dort College their biggest lead of the ball game at 31-25. William Penn basketball. Left side with it is Yolitalo. Yolitalo to Troop. Troop fires it left side. And trying to save it in was William Penn's Jenna Santee. And Santee over by the bleachers, slides into the bleachers as she tries to make that save. And Dort College will now have the basketball back. Anderson checks in. Checking out of the contest is Evavold. Stamnis inbounds the basketball to Pruitt. Pruitt. Pass goes left side, Anderson. Anderson with the basketball, Bausma. Bausma right side, Stamnis. Stamnis gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, Anderson. Anderson goes back over to Stamnis. Stamnis to Bausma. Bausma shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Geraldo. Geraldo with the basketball. Up the floor, William Penn. Statesman basketball, Neely. Neely feeds it underneath to a wide-open Tyra Johnson. She's got 5, and the defender lead is 31-27, 1:50 remaining. Dort College with the basketball out front up by 4, 1:45 and counting, first half. Ball fake by Stamnis, drops it up for Bausman. Bausman's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on William Penn and Geraldo. That's her second. And 2 free throws on the way for Dort College's Kenzie Bausma. Bausma to shoot a pair. Dort College leading 31-27. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Bausma with another free throw on the way. Steve Williamson having a conversation now with one of our officials, Chris Ehlers. And North College's Kenzie Bosma makes both free throws. She's a 69% free throw shooter. She's 3-for-4 today. Reverse the pass, opposite baseline. Jumper good from 15. Knocking that one down was Hansen. Hansen with 6. And the North College lead is 33-29. 4-point advantage for the defenders. Right side pass. This is Bosma. Bosma picks up her dribble. Anderson picks it up after it was touched by a William Penn player in the backcourt. Stamnis, corner, Feenstra. Feenstra, 3, no good. Rebound, Bosma. Bosma fires it back out for Pruitt, that is. Pruitt back over to Stamnis. Stamnis, right side, Pruitt, into the corner, Bosma. Anderson, ball fake. Tries to split the defense. Shot is no good, and she is called for a charge. Faith Anderson whistled for her second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on William Penn in this quarter. And William Penn will inbound the basketball. Geraldo gets it inbounded to Neely. Neely with the basketball. William Penn, feed it left side, Yalitalo, and a travel violation called against Neely as she took it into the lane and got called for a travel before she put the ball on the deck. Sienna Stamnis will inbound the basketball. She gets it inbounded to Pruitt. Abby Pruitt with it on the right side, picks up her dribble, goes high post to Anderson. Anderson feeds it underneath Bosma. Bosma, 2-point basket, good. Kenzie Bosma with 7 first-half points. Dort College leads 35-29. William Penn can hold for the final shot if they wish. With the basketball, Neely. Neely at free throw line, kick out pass. Right side 3 is up and good with 10 seconds remaining. Geraldo with a 3-point bucket makes it 35-32. Dort College across the timeline. Pruitt picks up her dribble. Pruitt unable to get a shot off, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, William Penn, 35. Beg your pardon, Dort College, 35. William Penn, 32. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Dort College and William Penn battling pretty even for the most part. We were tied at 2-5 and 10. William Penn built as much as a 5-point lead at 17-12. Dort College and William Penn were tied at 19. Dort College tied it on a 3 with 7:04 remaining in the first half. And William Penn made one free throw to go up 20-19. Dort College answered with a 3 to go up 22-20, and they never trailed again the rest of the half, building as much as a 6-point lead. The first one at 31-25, again at 33-27, again at 35-29, but a 3-pointer by William Penn cut a 6-point difference down to 3, and that's where we stand right now at 35-32. We'll be back with a look at the official numbers in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Here are the numbers for the first half of today's women's basketball game. William Penn, 11 of 27 from the floor, 40.7%. 2 for 7 on threes, 28.6%. William Penn, 8 of 13 on free throws, 61.5%. For Dort College, the defenders are 9 for 22 from the floor, 40.9%. 3 for 8 on threes, 37.5%. 14 of 16 from the free throw line, 87.5%. Dort College has been out-rebounded in the first half, 17-14. Turnovers, William Penn, 9. Dort College, 9. Seemed like more than that. Individually, the defenders led by Annie Rinesmith and Kenzie Bosma with 7 points each. 4 for Erica Feenstra, 3 each for Bailey Tetzlaff and Peyton Harmson. 4 for Rachel Evavold, 3 for Sienna Stamnis, 2 each for Ebby Pruitt and Faith Anderson. for William Penn. Sham Troop with 9. 6 for Sarah Hansen. 5 for Tyra Johnson. 3 for Gianna Geraldo. 4 for Shamaya Oliver. 4 for Kate Yilitalo. And 1 for Vashti Wagbarosha. Rebounding, Wagbarosha has 4 for William Penn. North College's Kenzie Bosma has 3, 2 each for Evavold, Tetzlaff, and Feenstra. Rhinesmith has 2 steals so far to go along with 2 assists. Faith Anderson credited with 3 assists so far this afternoon and 1 steal. William Penn, topped by Kate Yilitalo with 2 steals. Morgan Neely has 2 assists. 35-32, North College by 3 at the break. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The North College Defenders, a 35-32 advantage at halftime. And we get rolling into the second half. That'll be happening here in just a moment. North College led in the first half of play by Annie Rhinesmith with 7 points. Also Kenzie Balsam with 7. Sham Troop had 9 and Sarah Hansen had 6. The North College defenders, an early deficit to overcome, and they did so. And in the second half, it'll be William Penn basketball to begin the second half of play. 35-32, North College. Up by 3. It'll be William Penn basketball to start the second half of play. And had a ton of jump balls in this afternoon's contest already. William Penn with a basketball. Yilitalo driving with the right hand. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it back over to Hansen. Hansen pinned it on her hip for a moment. Doesn't get called for the violation. William Penn sliding out of bounds after it. That's the Sarah Hansen, I believe. And Hansen, nope, that was Wagbarosha. Wagbarosha slides out of bounds, touches the end line with the basketball, the sideline that is, and North College has it. Harmson to Feenstra after William Penn turned it over on their first possession. Back over to Harmson. Harmson whispers that one through. 3-point bucket for Harmson, her second of the game, and the defenders own a 38-32 advantage. 9:17 remaining in the third quarter. William Penn basketball on the left side. They pick up their dribble and give it off to Santee. Right side pass, 3 on the way, is up and good for Yilitalo. Yilitalo with the 3-point basket, and it's back to 38-35. 38-35, left side pass, Feenstra. Feenstra picks up her dribble, comes back right side. Try to feed it underneath. They do so. Get it over to Evavold. Evavold Harmson, another triple. Yep. Peyton Harmson, 3 threes today. Dort College leads 41-35. Now you want to stop if you're Dort College. Harmson struggled a bit at the College of St. Mary. Didn't really get going. I think she hit 1-3 eventually. Feenstra unable to defend the drive by Yilitalo. And Yilitalo with a 2-point bucket. She's got 9. And the defenders lead 41-37. Out front, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, hands it back over to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith at the top of the key. Rhinesmith picks up her dribble, goes left side over to Feenstra. Feenstra feeds it underneath. Evavold. Evavold with the left hand, missed it, shot no good. Rebound cleared by William Penn. William Penn with the basketball, comes over to Hansen. Yilitalo. Yilitalo shot no good. Now Wagbarosha gets the offensive rebound. Evavold tries to tie her up. And Rachel Evavold is called for her third personal foul with 7:55 remaining in the third period. And the Dort College coaching staff for the time being will leave Evavold in the contest. With the basketball is Yilitalo. Yilitalo with it on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it back over to Santee. Santee splits the defense. And the foul is going to go on Tetzlaff, I believe. Bailey Tetzlaff picks up her third personal, so Dort College is going to have to deal with some foul trouble from here on out. Two players with three already, another couple with two. And Dort College will get the two players out that have three personal fouls each. Stamnis and Bausma check in. Tetzlaff and Evavold will check out. And another free throw on the way for Santee. Santee made the first one. She's got another one on the way. This one is off the mark, no good. It's William Penn team, not a great free throw shooting unit. Got a couple players over 80, but they've also got some that are sub 50%. Dort College with a three-point lead. Pass goes left side. Stamnis. Stamnis on the left wing. Gets it into the corner. Harmson. Harmson sets, fires another three. Four threes for Harmson. And the defenders lead it 44-38. Now, Harmson has not had a game like this so far this season. Four threes for Harmson so far. Came into the ballgame, 24% three-point shooter. Wagbaracha's shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. William Penn had the basketball to start the half. Dort College will have the basketball now. Throwing the ball in will be Erica Feenstra. Feenstra gets it into Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Rinesmith passes left side over to Stamnis. Stamnis on the wing. Looking for the backdoor cut. Nobody's open. Now they go to Rinesmith on the curl. Rinesmith in traffic. Shot no good. But she is fouled on the play. And Annie Rinesmith will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is called on Sham Troop. Sham whistled for her first personal foul. And Rinesmith will shoot two more free throws. She shot eight already. Free throw on the way for Rinesmith is up, and she leaves it short. Another one on the way, trying to give Dort College its biggest lead of the ballgame. 44-38, Dort College by six. Second free throw on the way for Rinesmith. This one's up and good. So Rinesmith makes one of two, and the defenders have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 45-38. 45-38, our score. Pass left side. They lob it underneath with the left hand. Shot won't go down. Rebound, Wagbaracha, and she is fouled on the play. They're going to call Feenstra for the foul from behind. That's foul number two on her. So Wagbaracha will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw is up and good. She's got two. Another one on the way. Second free throw. That one's up and good as well. So Wagbaracha makes two of two free throws. Dort College leads 45-40 with a basketball. Might want to try to find Harmson. She's got the hot hand. Three threes here in the second half. Stamnis, shot, no good. Gets the rebound taken down by Feenstra. Bausma back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith feeds it outside Harmson. Harmson outside Bausma. Right side Rinesmith on the three-point ring. Puts it on the floor. Back over to Feenstra, partially blocked. Rebound tipped out, and it's controlled by Stamnis deep in the corner. Stamnis with a basketball, 10 to shoot. Stamnis goes over to Bausma. Bausma, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Kicks it over to Stamnis, and we have a foul on the play called on William Penn. And Wagbaracha, that's number three on her. So the leading scorer coming into the contest for William Penn, Vashti Wagbaracha, goes to the bench with three personal fouls. Dort College gets a fresh 30 to work with. Pass comes right side. They get it back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Bausma. Bausma lays it up with the right hand. Short-armed it. No good. Here comes William Penn. Statesman back the other way over the basketball. Shot is up. No good. In traffic. That's Yulitalo. But Yulitalo is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College's Morgan Neely. Neely whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Well, beg your pardon. That's going to go on Stamness. Yulitalo to the free throw line. So Yulitalo, first free throw was good. Second one, no good. And the North College defenders trail it 45-41. Ryan Smith in between the circles. Pass goes left side. Stamness gets the return pass. Comes over to Bausma. Bausma looking through the lane. It's deflected. Picked up by Stamness. 15 to shoot. Comes back over to Stamness. Stamness short arms the jumper from the baseline. The runner. Rebound cleared by William Penn. William Penn basketball. William Penn on the left side. They feed it underneath. Easy bucket that time for Tyra Johnson. Johnson with seven. And the North College defenders trail 45. I should say lead 45-43. William Penn cutting a seven-point lead down to two right now. Harmson back over to Bausma. Bausma, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it. Ryan Smith, ball fake. Lace it up with the right hand. Good. Annie Ryan Smith with a two-point bucket. She's got 10 points, and the North College defenders reestablish a four-point lead. 47-43. Back with more in a moment. This is North College basketball on KDCR. William Penn basketball after the timeout. Ball taken away by Bausma. Gets it over to Anderson. Bausma with a steal. Here comes Dort College and Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith on the left elbow of the lane. Ryan Smith driving into the left hand. Has it stripped. And the foul is going to go on William Penn. And that goes on Santee. And for Santee, that is foul number one. Free throws on the way for Ryan Smith. So Annie Ryan Smith shooting her 11th and 12th free throws of the game. First one for Ryan Smith, up and good. She's got another one on the way. Currently 9 for 11. So 81% so far for Ryan Smith. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. So Ryan Smith now 10 for 12 from the free throw line. And the defender lead is 49-43. 4:20 remaining. Third quarter. William Penn, three-pointer, right wing, no good. But there for the rebound and the putback is Troop. Troop misses the putback. Now Dort College getting beat on the boards. And finally getting the shot to go is Tyra Johnson. Johnson with 9 points. Give them enough shots within 5 feet, they're going to make one of them. And William Penn finally does. That foul's going to go on Dort College. I did not get the indication on who that foul was called on. That's going to go on Kenzie Bausma. That's number two on her. Tyra Johnson completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Gets William Penn back to within three at 49-46. 49-46 our score. Dort College into the front court. Right side pass to Harmson. Harmson with it on the wing. Harmson feeds it left side. Comes back out front. Harmson over to Pruitt. Pruitt shakes left, goes right. Puts it up in traffic. Shot is good. And Abby Pruitt will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot for the three-point play. Abby Pruitt shooting for her fifth point of the day. 51-46 our score. That foul is charged to Kate Yulitalo. Yulitalo whistled for her fourth personal foul. 3:47 left to play in the third quarter. First of four games being played here at the DeWitt today. Women's basketball following this one. Valley City State versus Briar Cliff. Pruitt makes the free throw. Pruitt now with 5 points. And the defenders lead at 52-46. Dort College's biggest lead of the ballgame has been 7. It's back to 6 right now. William Penn on the wing. Kick out pass, right side Neely. Neely down to the baseline. Fires it through the double team. Comes back over to Neely now. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound tipped, and that's going to be touched by William Penn. They chase it into the corner, though, and maintain possession of it. William Penn, ball fake, driving in over the right hand. The layup is good. Sarah Hansen of the two-point basket, she's got 8. And the defender lead is 4, 52-48. Back the other way, Rachel Evavold able to hustle back. Got in behind the defense. She's got 6 points, averaging 15 per ball game. And the defenders back up by 6. Defenders for the 1-3-1 zone. William Penn basketball, right side, Oliver. Ball's down on the floor, Harmson down after it. Jump ball, alternating possession. This time it is William Penn's basketball. So William Penn to throw it in. And Morgan Neely to throw it in. Neely triggering. Gets the shot in, and the short shot for Troop is good. She's got 11, and the defender lead is 54-50. 2:38 remaining here in the third quarter. Evavold, the give and go from Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with a two-point basket. Manny Ryan Smith now with 14, and the defender lead is back to 6, 56-50. Need to get a stop. Need to secure the rebound. Dort College has been hurt on the offensive glass here in the recent possessions. Three-pointer way too strong. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Player around her. That is Neely impeding her progress. Neely with it on the right side. They go over to Evavold. Evavold back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith the bucket good. Annie Rinesmith another two as Dort College gets it at the high post. Evavold able to feed it to Rinesmith, and Dort College has their biggest lead of the game at 58-50. Timeout on the floor. Dort College with an 8-point lead. Timeout, William Penn. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort College up 8. William Penn basketball, 3-pointer out of the timeout. And drilling the 3 is Sarah Hansen. Came in averaging 12.7 points per game. She's got 11. And the lead is back to 5, 58-53. Rinesmith to Anderson. Anderson with the shot. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by William Penn. And now Faith Anderson is going to be called for a foul on the rebound. Dort College working that give and go again, and it certainly looked like a great opportunity at a two-point shot for Anderson. But Anderson just short-armed the shot a bit. And the Dort College defenders then commit a foul on the ensuing play. Foul was called on Anderson, and that is her third today. Wagbaracha to the free throw line. First one, no good. She's got another one on the way. So a second free throw on the way for Wagbaracha. 58-53, Dort College. Up 5. William Penn trying to come back from an 8-point deficit, and they've cut it in half. They have it down to 4. Wagbaracha, 1 of 2 free throws. She has 4 points, all of them from the free throw line, and the defender lead is 58-54. Zone defense by William Penn. Feenstra with it left side, picks up her dribble, comes back over to Harmson. Dort College needs spacing. Comes over to Anderson. Anderson on the left side. Anderson gets the return pass. Pruitt into the corner. Three-pointer from the corner is good. Erica Feenstra hits the three. So for Erica, that's her 7th point. Dort College lead 61-54. Pass left side. William Penn with the basketball. William Penn. Right side shot, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Harmson. Dort College with a chance to build on the 7-point lead. They've led by as many as 8. Anderson with the basketball. Comes over to Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Pruitt. Pruitt, left side it goes. Harmson. Harmson, Feenstra. Feenstra, 3, good. Erica Feenstra, back-to-back threes. And the defenders lead at 64-54. 19 seconds left to go in the quarter. Dort College extending the lead to 10. William Penn basketball down to the baseline. Wild shot, too strong, no good. Dort College, 9 seconds left. Into the front court is Pruitt. Pruitt hands it off to Harmson. Harmson stripped, comes up to Feenstra. Feenstra with a 2-point basket, and Erica Feenstra closes the quarter with 8 straight. And the Dort College defenders lead at 66-54. as the third quarter comes to a close. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with a fourth quarter of action in a moment. Dort College basketball after the quarter break. Dort College closed with a flourish. They have their biggest lead of the game. Reversal over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Lobs it back over to Harmson. Harmson three, too strong, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by William Penn. It's Dort College basketball with 9 seconds on the shot clock. So Dort College throwing it in. Abby Pruitt left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pruitt looking. Has Feenster open. Finds her. Feenster shot no good. Feenster gathers herself off of the glass. Good. Erica Feenstra, 14 points, the last 10 for Dort College, and the defenders lead 68-54. Pass out front with the basketball is Santee. Santee to Wagbaracha. Wagbaracha, ball fake, and then gets around the defensive player, lays it up for the easy two. 68-56 our score. Right side pass goes to Anderson. Anderson tries to feed it back over to Evavold. Evavold, Harmson. Harmson, three, missed it, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Feenstra. Feenstra, 2 points, two free throws on the way. As the Dort College defenders try to extend the lead back to 14, that's their biggest lead of the game. That came moments ago at 68-54. So two free throws on the way for Feenstra with 8:56 that is, left to go in the contest. Free throw by Feenstra is good. Feenstra has now scored the last 11 points in a row for the defenders. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra. Feenstra's free throw is up and good, so Feenstra has scored 12 in a row. She'll check out of the ballgame. I don't know, maybe I'll leave her in and see if he can ride the hot hand a little bit further. Lots of help. 14-point lead for the defenders. And William Penn coming unraveled right now. They need to rectify things. They've got 3 timeouts remaining. Not so sure this wouldn't be such a bad time to use one. As it is, they let the chips fall, and Dort College will bring it into the front court. Rinesmith into the corner. It goes Anderson. Anderson with the basketball. Rinesmith right side. Stamness to Anderson. 13 to shoot. Comes back over to Stamness. Stamness. Rinesmith. 3. Missed it from the wing. Rebound cleared by William Penn. 14-point lead for the defenders. Long pass over the top to Wagbaracha, and Wagbaracha is fouled on the play. That foul is going to go on Anderson as she picks up her 4th personal. And Wagbaracha will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. She's been limited to 5 points in the second half, 6 points for the ball game. Came in averaging 15 per game. She makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. Feenster checks in. Anderson checks out. Another free throw on the way for Wagbaracha. Second free throw is up and good, so she makes them both. And the Dort College lead is a dozen, 70-58. Let's see if Dort College can slam the door on this one. Stamness with it. Dort College trying to get back to 500 for the year. Rinesmith into the corner. Feenstra. Feenstra, 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by William Penn. Here comes William Penn trying to cut it down to 10 with a made 2. Driving in. Right-handed layup from the left-hand side. No good for Yilitalo. And 2 free throws on the way for Yilitalo. Yilitalo with 10 points. And she'll shoot a pair of free throws here. First free throw is up and good for Yilitalo. She has 11 points now for William Penn. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Yilitalo makes both free throws, and the defender lead is 70-60. 70-60, our score. Bounce pass goes underneath. Rinesmith with the 2-point basket. It's good. Annie Rinesmith with 11 second-half points, 18 points for the game, and the defenders lead 72-60. Right side on the left wing. They kick it out into the corner. Santee, three, made it. Santee makes the three. She's got 4 points, and the defender lead is 72-63. 7:15 and counting. Dort College with a couple of timeouts remaining. William Penn has three. Neither team close to the bonus. They pass high post to Evavold. Evavold on the right elbow. Gives underneath Rinesmith. Rinesmith doesn't like what she sees. Retreats to the perimeter. Tetzlaff, three from the wing. Good. Bailey Tetzlaff had a three to start the game. She hits a three now to reestablish a dozen-point advantage. Fort Dort College at 75-63. Kick out pass. They feed it back underneath to Wagbaracha. Wagbaracha's shot off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra to Rinesmith. Rinesmith goes left side into the corner. Comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra hands it off to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith. Left side three on the way by Stamness. No good. Rebound cleared by Evavold. 6:15 and counting. Tetzlaff feeling it. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by William Penn. William Penn into the front court. Can cut it to 10 with a two. Missed it. No good. Rebound Evavold trailing the play. She comes down with it. Hands it off to Rinesmith. Rinesmith long pass ahead. Intended for Tetzlaff. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be William Penn basketball. William Penn with the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. 5:58 remaining in this contest. So 5:58 left to go in the contest. William Penn basketball up the floor. Dort College with a 12-point cushion. With it is Troop. Off-balance shot and a foul called on the floor. That will be against Dort College. And foul is going to go on Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff fouls out of the contest with 5:46 remaining. She'll check out with 6 points. Couple of threes. Rinesmith with a steal underneath the basket. Does not have the numbers. She'll stop, look for a secondary break. She'll pull the trigger for three and hit it. Annie Rinesmith with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 78-63. 78-63, our score. Three on the way. The other way, shot no good by William Penn. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be William Penn basketball. William Penn with the basketball. Dort College with their biggest lead of the game at 78-63. William Penn to throw it in. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by the inbounder in play and hits the three. Santee with her second three. She's got seven. She came in averaging 3.3 points per game. Dort College leads 78-66. With the basketball out front is Rinesmith. She goes over to Stamness. Stamness out front, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra to Rinesmith. Rinesmith back to Feenstra, down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic, misses the shot. Rebound cleared by William Penn. William Penn with the basketball. William Penn up the floor with a chance to cut it to 10 again with a made two. Right side with it, deep right wing. That's Geraldo, 4:35 remaining. Geraldo jumper, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Rinesmith. Dort College, 7 points better than their average right now, 78-66, and they call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball after the timeout, 78-66. Ball's inbounded with a basketball out front. Pruitt. Pruitt feeds it into the corner for Anderson, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Faith Anderson. It will be William Penn basketball. William Penn with a basketball on the backcourt. Down by 12. And William Penn will bring it up. This is Santee. She's hit a couple of threes for William Penn so far in the second half. Down to the baseline, too strong with a shot. Rebound tipped out of bounds, though. Last touch by Tyra Johnson. And Troy Wolber coming over to talk it over with Chris Ehlers. And Troy Wolber had a pretty good view of it, and he was pretty stepped in and helped out on that missed call. Chris Ehlers didn't have a great angle on it. Might have been too close to the play to see whose hand that was that the ball came off of. From our vantage point, pretty clear. Pass goes over to Abby Pruitt. Pruitt with it in the corner. Back over to Anderson. 3:50 and counting. Dort College by a dozen. Back over to Harmson. Harmson dribbles. Nothing there. Bausma out to Anderson. Anderson sets, fires three. Good. Faith Anderson with the triple. 81-66, Dort College by 15. 3:30 and counting. William Penn with the basketball, down 15. This is a team that came into the game averaging just 55 points per game allowed. Right side pass, three on the way, is up and good. Sarah Hansen with 14. And the defender lead is 81-69. With it on the left side, Bausma gives it up to Pruitt. 3:10 and counting. Anderson looking for the backdoor cut. Instead goes over to Bausma. Bausma, right side, Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. They feed it underneath. With it is Feenstra. Feenstra, two-point basket, good. Erica Feenstra makes it 83-69. Dort College with a two-point basket on that trip. Erica Feenstra now with 18. She and Ryan Smith have done the bulk of the damage for Dort College in this contest. Rebound cleared by Anderson. Here comes Dort College and Pruitt. Pruitt across the timeline. Pruitt back to Anderson. Anderson, no-look pass underneath Feenstra. Feenstra, two-point basket, good. 85-69, Dort College by 16. 20 points now for Feenstra. The give from Anderson. William Penn basketball. Out front, Troop on the right wing. Anderson takes a swipe at it. Troop drives. Kick out pass. Three up and down. Three-point basket for Hansen. It's 85-72. Dort College with a 13-point cushion. 2 minutes remaining. Into the front court. Driving with the right hand. Kick out over to Harmson. And Harmson's going to be called for double dribble. Back into the game. Ryan Smith and Eve of Old checking out Anderson and Pruitt. 85-72, Dort College by 13. William Penn to throw it in. And the backcourt, Yilitalo. Yilitalo up the floor with the right hand. She passes it off to Troop. Troop to Hansen. Hansen over the basketball. Three-pointer from the right wing. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Eve of Old. 1.5 left to go. 90 seconds remaining in this one. Dort College with it under control, up by 13. Right side pass, Bausma. Work it around. Ryansmith at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense applied by William Penn. Down to the baseline is Harmson, and Harmson's going to be called for traveling. So Peyton whistled for the travel violation with 1:18 remaining. Certainly looks like Dort College is going to even their record at 5-5 this season. William Penn will lose for the third time this year. William Penn basketball. With a right hand. Nothing there for Troop. And now a foul called on the play against Feenstra. And Erica has just picked up her third personal. You've got Ryan Smith with 21. Feenstra with 20. 12 points for Harmson, all of them on three-point buckets. Under a minute to go in this one. Step back three, missed it. Rebound. And we've got a foul on the rebound, and Wak Baracha will go to the free throw line and shoot two. So that's foul number five on the defenders in this quarter. Foul was charged to Kenzie Bausman. That is her third. We'll take a few hours off after this one, and then we'll be back with men's basketball. Dort College facing Fisk. That's a team out of Tennessee. That will come up at approximately 8 o'clock this evening. We're going to be close to on time after this contest. Wad Baracha, first free throw, good. Another one on the way for Wad Baracha. 85-73. York College down a dozen. And another free throw on the way for Wad Baracha. This one's up and good. She's done most of her damage at the free throw line. She's got 10 points, and the Dort College lead is 85-74 with 53 seconds remaining in regulation. Timeout. William Penn back with more in a moment. As we return to play, Dort College whistled for a 10-second violation, 85-74. Dort College up by 11 with 41.8 seconds remaining. William Penn will be inbounding with a chance to cut the lead back to single digits. William Penn inbounds. This is Santee. Santee. Yilitalo. Yilitalo. Back over to Hansen. 30 seconds remaining, and Hansen is fouled on the play by Evavold. That's number four on Evavold. '85-74, Dort College. Oh, they're going to call that one on Harmson instead. That's number three on Harmson. First free throw is good for Hansen. Hansen with another free throw on the way. 85-75, pending another free throw. Evavold checks out of the ball game. Second free throw is up and good. 85-76, 30.8 seconds remaining. Sarah Hansen with those points for William Penn. She now has 19. Got a hold called in the backcourt against William Penn. That's foul number two on William Penn in this quarter. They've got another two to give. They can afford to play it very aggressively. Anderson gets it inbounded to Harmson, and Harmson is fouled in the backcourt. 26.9 seconds remaining. So that's team foul number three on William Penn. So one more for the Statesmen to give. And they do. Feenstrom in the backcourt. Tries to pass it off and loses it out of bounds. Last touch by William Penn. It'll be Dort College basketball. 23.7 seconds remaining. And we get our lineup set. Dort College with a guard-oriented lineup right now. Harmson, Pruitt, Stamness, Anderson, Feenstra. Anderson throws it for no one in particular. No one touches it. And it will be William Penn basketball underneath the basket with a three-possession difference. Evavold to check in for the defenders. Checking out will be Feenstra. And William Penn tossing it in. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop, and we've got a hold called on Anderson. Faith Anderson has just fouled out of the contest with 5 points. So Anderson fouls out with 23.7 seconds left. Ryan Smith will check into the ballgame. Anderson checks out. So two free throws on the way for Oliver. With 23.7 seconds remaining, free throw is up. Free throw is good. 5 points now for Oliver. 85-77. With another free throw coming. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 85-78. Dort College by 7. Inbounding the basketball will be Stamness. Stamnos gets it into Rinesmith, ahead to Harmson. Harmson up the floor, 20 seconds remaining. Gets it away to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it, and Rinesmith turns an ankle. 85-78 our score. And with a 7-point ball game with 16 seconds left, Annie Rinesmith looks like she has turned her ankle. Let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Things not as bad as they appeared initially with Annie Rinesmith, but she is assisted off of the floor. And my fear is they were looking at the knee in a game that, quite honestly, is over. Erica Feenstra shooting free throws after a foul on the inbounds play. Second free throw is up and good, so Feenstra makes them both. And the defenders lead it 87-78. 9-point cushion for the defenders with 16.5 seconds remaining. Timeout on the floor. Charge to William Penn. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. William Penn basketball, they have the option to advance it beyond half court, and they do. Ball's inbounded. William Penn with it. They have one timeout remaining. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Pruitt. Dort College with it in the backcourt. 7 seconds left. Six, and that's how it's going to end. Dort College 87, William Penn 78. Remains to be seen how costly this win is, though, as Annie Rinesmith left the contest with less than 20 seconds to go, suffering what appeared to be a leg injury of some sort. We will hope for the best, but Dort College gets a 9-point victory here this afternoon in non-conference play, 87-78. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College wins this afternoon's women's college basketball game, game number one of the Thanksgiving Classic, 87-78. Dort College a 9-point victory today. Dort College led the entire second half. William Penn cut it down to a 3-point game on a couple different occasions. They would get as close as 45-43. Dort College extended the lead back to 49-43, and William Penn never got closer than 4 as the defenders hold on for the win, 87-78. But as I said, towards the end of the game, remains to be seen how costly this win was, as Annie Rinesmith did leave the contest with looked like a knee or leg injury of some sort with under 20 seconds to go. So Dort College improves to 5-5 for the season. William Penn falls to 5-3. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Kyle Lindberg, Dort College women's basketball coach, in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders victorious over William Penn, 87-78. No sign of Coach Kyle Lindberg yet. The Dort College defenders led the entire second half on the way to the win. Dort College led today by Erica Feenstra's 22 points. Annie Rinesmith had 21. Feenstra, 7 of 14 from the floor, also had 6 rebounds. Annie Rinesmith, 21 points, 5 of 7 from the floor, 10 for 12 on free throws. And Peyton Harmson had 12 points. 6 points for Bailey Tetzlaff, from Rachel Evavold, 7 for Kinsey Bausma, 5 each for Abby Pruitt and Faith Anderson, 3 for Sienna Stamnos. Rebounding, Feenstra had 6, 4 of them offensive. Rachel Evavold and Kenzie Bosma each had 5, 4 for Ebby Pruitt. For William Penn, 19 for Sarah Hansen, 12 for Katie Yilitalo, 11 for Sham Troop, 10 for Vashti Wagbarasha, and 10 for Tyra Johnson. 7 for Jenna Santi, 6 for Shemaya Oliver, and 3 for Gian Geraldo. Wagbaracha had 8 rebounds, 6 for Sham Troop, 4 for Tyra Johnson. Three assists for Santee, three for Neely, and two for Katie Ulitalo. For Dort College, they were led by, I gave you the point totals already and the rebounds. Rhinesmith had five assists, as did Anderson, four for Rachel Evavold. And Annie Rhinesmith had three steals, two steals each for Bausma and Stamness. Well, I don't think we're going to be seeing Kyle Lindberg. My guess would be some attention being devoted to Annie Rhinesmith in the post game. So while we'd love to talk to Coach Lindberg after this afternoon's 9-point win, it doesn't appear that that is going to happen as the Dort College defenders defeat William Penn. Once again, the final score, 87-78. That's going to do it for our first game of the day. We're going to send it back to the KDCR studios for regular programming, and we'll be back this evening at about 8 o'clock with Dort College versus Fisk in men's college basketball. But for right now, from the Thanksgiving Classic at the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College, I'm Mike Biker for KDCR Sports. Back to regular programming right after this.